WBEZ's nonprofit spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Illinois zip codes with the highest rates of COVID-19 infection are in mostly Latino neighborhoods, but those areas are not among those with the highest level of testing. WBEZ's Maria Inez Zamudio has the story.
It's a quiet, sunny Saturday morning in Chicago's Little Village neighborhood. Residents are trickling into this new, free COVID-19 test site just outside the offices of Project Vida. The test site has been open for 30 minutes today, and the workers are already turning people away. Lucila Gallardo went to several testing locations, but was turned away. Gallardo arrived at this location just in time before workers started turning people away. She says she feels lucky.
I told a woman next to me, we're very fortunate. God sent a sliver of hope by helping us make the decision to come here. It wasn't a sliver of hope. God completely illuminated us.
Gallardo lives with her husband and daughter in Cicero. They didn't have symptoms, but her daughter works in the office of a warehouse where a COVID-19 case was reported. The family spent days trying to find a place to get tested.
I got worried. We don't share the same bathroom or bedroom, but regardless, it is necessary to get tested.
Gallardo and her husband are at risk. She's 62 years old, and her husband is 74. He has a history of medical complications that include open-heart surgery and a recent knee surgery. The test site is just outside Project Vida. The nonprofit partnered with Howard Brown Health. They've tested about 614 people in about 2 weeks, and 57% of them tested positive. It is part of an effort to increase testing sites across the state. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker explains.
We're working with trusted establishments such as community health centers and hospitals to reach our most vulnerable residents. We've increased the number of public testing sites to 177 across the state.
Jerome Montgomery is the executive director for Project Vida. He said the demand for testing is high.
We've averaged about 100 tests a day, and we end up having to turn a significant number of individuals away each day as well.
Montgomery said the majority of the people who tested positive for COVID-19 did not show symptoms. Testing is important to identify those with the virus so they can be isolated and prevent the spread. The test site is located in the 60623 zip code that includes most of Little Village and North Lawndale. It has the most confirmed cases in Cook County, but it ranks much lower in COVID-19 testing. On Saturday, another woman waiting to be tested at Project Vida was too weak to stand in line. Workers gave her a place to sit, but then she passed out. That's when the ambulance and the fire engine were called to take her to the hospital. That's not uncommon here.
This week, we had three occasions where we had to call the ambulance.
Montgomery says free testing is needed in this neighborhood because many immigrants are not insured or they're underinsured. This community faces additional challenges. Montgomery said undocumented immigrants are terrified of asking for help if they're sick. And many residents are still working and living in multi-generational households, which can lead to the spread of the virus. He said we can't afford to ignore this community.
Without having access to care, that impacts everyone and not just a specific population.
And that's why he's working to make sure this community has access to COVID-19 tests. Marina Zamudio, WBEZ News.